Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the Word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testify to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. Tell me all about it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Tell me all about it. Maybe a parent, grandparent, or a friend asked you that after you had gone somewhere. Maybe you had tried a new flavor of ice cream and they wanted to know all about it. What did it taste like? Maybe you just returned from an indoor water park and they wanted to hear all about it. What did it look like? What slide was the fastest and most fun? What did it feel like? Tell me all about it. Imagine being John for a moment. John was a follower of Jesus, one of his close friends. He had been close to Jesus for much of the time Jesus was healing people, preaching, and teaching. With his own eyes, he saw a crippled man get up and walk, and a blind man see for the very first time. He listened as Jesus forgave sins and told people that the Messiah had come. What a blessing, then, for you and me. We weren't there. We haven't seen Jesus with our eyes or heard him speak with our ears. But John did. It is as if we asked John, "Tell me all about it." And John, in his gospel and his letters, tells us all about Jesus. He tells us about what he saw with his eyes, what he looked at, what he touched. Because John told us what he had seen, heard, and touched, we can be sure of the same thing John was sure of, that Jesus is the Savior. By knowing and believing that Jesus is the Savior, Jesus gives us eternal life. We will live forever with our God because our sin has been paid for and washed away. But that isn't all. Jesus gives us fellowship with God. It's a fancy way of saying that because of Jesus, we can be close with God. We are his and he is ours. We have this fellowship not only with God, but with our fellow believers as well. We are united with them in all that our God has done for us. John was full of joy. He was happy to share what he had seen and heard so that we could be full of joy because of all that Jesus has done for us. Like John, we can share the joy as we share what John saw and heard, that Jesus is our Savior. We come to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for telling me all about your Son, my Savior Jesus, in your Word. Strengthen the fellowship I have with you and my fellow believers as I continue to grow in my faith. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.